New York's number one hit music station, Z100. So, you know me, I'm a control addict. I'm a control freak. I like to know everything.
Yeah.
I like to know where we're going, what we're doing, who's here, what does it cost, what are we going to play next, who are we inviting on the show, what's Uncle Johnny making for a cocktail?
Yeah.
I need to know everything.
Yeah.
So when you guys say we have a surprise guest coming up, it's not good.
No. It stresses you out, clearly.
It gives me severe shrinkage.
And how could you top David Beckham anyway? There's no way.
Oh, God, I wish you'd top me.
Elvis, the most difficult day of the year.
Me too.
Is scheduling a show.
Oh, my God.
For your birthday.
Oh, jeez.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and now we welcome our surprise guest. I have no idea who's coming in. Oh, boy. It's Robert Flay.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Bobby Flay. What? Foggy?
I thought Bobby Flay hated us.
He does hate us, but he came into the show.
Where's
anyway.
The surprise?
It's
hold on, let me go in the hallway and look for it.
It's Bobby Flay. Oh, Bobby Flay.
I did. I thought Bobby hated us.
He does.
You told us Bobby didn't like us anymore.
It's me. He doesn't like me.
I don't
anymore.
Like Elvis.
It's me.
Oh.
It's so, me. He loves the rest of
Elvis
us.
Elvis and I have been in a fight. I had no idea until I went to a supermarket in Amagansett, New York. On Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, and some guy comes up to me. He's like, "Mr. Flay, happy Thanksgiving. Can I ask you a question?" I was like, "Sure." Are you and Elvis okay? No, seriously. That's what he. And I said, "Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Is Elvis talking a little smack on the radio?" He's like, "Well, I wouldn't call it that, but yeah, I'm concerned that you guys are having a little bit of a fight." So that's how I knew I was in a fight.
Yeah, sometimes lovers have tiffs.
It's okay. I've actually heard worse. I had a friend once who was in a silent feud with another friend for 15 years, and the other friend had no idea. He was just pissed for 15 years.
That's nice. Yeah.
I guess he really cared.
You know what? If we just fought for a little while longer, we'd end up on page 6.
But believe me, that's easy.
Well, welcome to the show, Bobby. Yeah, I just feel like things have been a little strained between us. I don't know.
It was really simple. You called me the Friday before Thanksgiving and said, "I'm trying to figure out what day next week I want you to come in for the stuff off."
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm trying to figure out what day you would like to come in for the stuff off.
That's not what you said. But okay.
Who has the texts? Who still has the texts?
I have them all.
Okay.
But I'm not. They're not going out.
Okay.
All right.
And so, but I had been booked on the Today Show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of that week because it was Thanksgiving week.
No one watches that show.
No, only when you're on. What's the name of your segment?
I'll be on today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, let's plug that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Continue with this fantastic story.
So, yeah, I mean, it's awful. But anyway, so I didn't have a chance to come into the stuff off. I have to say, though, I was a little disappointed last year because only 4 people made stuffing.
Well, because every time people make stuffing, you insult them until they go home. They cry.
I don't insult them, but you want to have a winner so only one person can be happy. That's the problem with these food shows.
It's also a very busy time of year, and who has time to make stuffing, like, for you?
What do you mean? Danielle, you didn't make it. You had the guy from...
Carmine's.
Not Carmine's. The barbecue place.
No, from Virgil's. Same
from
guy.
Virgil's, yes.
Yeah, well, he offered this year to make me something else, but you weren't coming in. So.
And you didn't like my stovetop stuffing?
Yeah, and Andrew's mother made the stuffing he grew up on, and you called it cat food.
She cried a little bit.
But I love how you say you hate these food competition shows. That's all you do is food competition, other than brunch with Bobby.
I know, you have to have, you gotta be strong. You gotta be strong, because there's only one winner.
I tell you what, Bobby.
I have a show called Beat Bobby Flay. I mean, it's like, that's what I do.
Years ago, I made the decision to never be a judge in any contest, because there are losers and they hate you.
Yeah.
And so I just don't do it anymore.
No, I understand.
Well, look, I'm glad you came in. What did you bring us? What is that big bowl of cream?
You have to guess what it is.
It looks like trifle.
Oh, my God. It is trifle. It is trifle. Don't high five me. Whatever you do. It is trifle. Usually trifle
is... That's because your husband is from Brighton, because I was listening to Beckham before.
We eat trifle. We
I know, but usually trifle's in a glass thing, so you can see the layers.
But I didn't have a glass that big.
It looks like yogurt.
This is something...
It's not.
And if that's going to make you feel better, Scary, then it's yes, it's yogurt.
We need bowls. Did you bring bowls and spoons?
I did not, but I brought one giant. You guys have plates here, don't you?
He pulled a giant spoon out of his pocket. Like, he put a giant spoon in his pocket, walked here,
wait,
and then
hold on.
That's not
out.
Creepy.
Totally right.
Wait, that serving spoon was in your pocket?
Some people carry gums and knives. I carry spoons.
Yeah, I got this spoon
spoon. That's
a warm spoon.
Look out, let me just tell you what it is. He's got a spoon.
Can you imagine if Bobby got murdered on the way here and they would find a spoon on his pot and it would be the most stereotypical
Uncle Johnny's
thing.
Got a spoon. He's ready.
He's ready.
You know what? Rather than knife people, let's just spoon with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, Uncle Johnny's making a cocktail today.
He's got the blender ready.
The spoon is for the cranberry sauce.
Now, Uncle Johnny, tell Bobby Flay the name of your cocktail. Listen to this.
Uncle Johnny's 2017 Start the New Year's cocktail with a cranberry jalapeno agave margarita.
What?
Ask for by name.
So what he decided to do is give the entire recipe in the title.
Understood. I like that. And he memorized
Bobby,
it, too.
How have you been since last we saw you? Because during the feud,
The feud of 16.
I was always wondering how you were doing. You were always on my mind. Always.
I'm doing fine, thank you. We had some conversations. We talked about your, I like to call it the country Elvis White House, Santa Fe.
Right.
And we talked about Santa Fe a little bit. We had a couple of conversations.
Speaking of the White House, you were just at the White House, weren't
you? How'd you know that?
Because I have informants at the White House.
Yes, I was at the White House. Yeah. It was so fun. It was the last Christmas cocktail party.
By the way, Bobby Flay's going to be there. It's a White House. But I just want you to know that I love you, and you're always on my mind the entire time.
Thank you. I love you, too. So let's talk about the trifle.
Bobby.
Are you going to sing?
Maybe I love you. Didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Oh, Bobby, it was a big major fight.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Bobby, I'm on my knees.
Little days
not the first time.
What do you mean by that, Froggy?
He's not looking
at
me.
Girl,
I'm sorry I was blind. But you know what, Bobby?
You were always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
What?
I want everybody to know you were looking into my eyes for every word.
Of course I was. I love you. You know I have this love for you, this affection for you. Absolutely.
So and the last time I was here, you guys insulted my biscuits, and they haven't been the same since.
No. Correction. I never insulted your biscuits, Bobby Flay.
And I wasn't here that day.
I think that was Greg T.
I loved your biscuits. As a matter of fact, everything you make is magic. You know, that's what's so great. You know, what do the holidays and Bobby Flay's cooking have in common? They're all filled with love and magic.
Yeah. This is like radio makeup sex.
There's no sex here. You know, there's nothing sexual about this. That will happen later. I just want you to know. I just want you to know that
this is foreplay.
The holidays are for forgiving and for moving on. And Bobby, I know you're asking the question in your heart, and I will answer the question you're asking. Yes, I will forgive you. I will forgive you
Thank goodness.
Absolutely. Let's end this feud and let's have some Christmas miracle trifle.
Sounds great.
All right.
That was lovely.
I feel like we're all together. The family's together now. This is good.
It's really nice.
Can I get some trifle butter?
Yeah. Now that's truffle butter.
Oh, look, Greg T is here to try some trifle.
Hey, Bobby, how's breakfast? Where's breakfast, dude, pal?
Greg T. Now, Greg T always complains you don't bring breakfast. I think you brought a beautiful, this trifle is gorgeous.
What's you bring? Tribal? What's that tribal?
Go ahead, Bobby. What's that, Bobby?
Here's the problem. You guys have very different schedules than most people, like normal people in the world. So I don't know when is breakfast 2 o'clock in the morning for you?
Yes.
Okay. So this is lunch.
It really is.
It's gingerbread, lemon, and blackberries.
Oh, my gosh. No, Greg T, try it.
Come on, man. Where's my eggs and bacon and my toast? What is that? For real?
Greg, try. Just shut up and try some.
Oh, come on.
He had that spoon in his pocket.
Bobby Flay made it. It's full of love.
Tribal.
You want me to spoon some for you?
Yeah, go ahead. Put it on there.
You know how Bobby makes his food taste so fabulous? You saw American Pie, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. There's gingerbread in there. There's some. It's so creamy and delicious.
Oh, Bobby.
I sure hope you're not.
What the?
You just spilled some on the floor. That's
it's okay.
Okay.
There's been worse things on that floor.
This rug is brand new.
Greg T actually pooed on our floor once. Yeah, so this is good. So you know what? It looks beautiful. I hope you're not lactose intolerant.
No, I'm just allergic to apples. Are there apples in there?
Hold on. Let me put some in.
I heard that.
That's the line of the week.
No, you diss me. You whatever I bring, you diss me no matter what.
Well, come on, man. We need breakfast.
And then you bring this like knucklehead Latie in.
Well, who's going to eat this? This is too foo-foo for me,
delightful?
Man.
Latie is my very favorite.
Actually, Greg T, trifle is not foo-foo. Trifle is something that the people ate. It was definitely a food for all economic levels.
I was inspired by I've been watching The Crown, so I was like, I'll make an English dessert.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Have you started watching The OA on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's next.
I'll be honest.
You remember on Friends when Phoebe was making dinner and she did half trifle and half something else and she put the chopped meat in and it was disgusting? I remember that.
So what are you doing for the holidays? What does Bob Flay do for the holidays?
I'm cooking at Gatto Christmas Eve because we do Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Right.
You know about that.
Of course.
Yeah.
But actually, it's 12 fishes. So.
Oh, someone miscounted.
Yes, we are. We're giving bonus fish away.
Can you name all 12 of the fishes you're preparing?
Right now?
Ooh. You don't have to do the dish, but just the fish.
Squid, octopus, prawns and shrimp, lobster, sea scallops. Then there's halibut, black sea bass. How many is that?
I like some sea urchin in there if you could throw that in.
Oh, and yellowtail. I think that's 12. Mm. It's like between 8 and 12.
Feast of the 8-ish fishes.
This is amazing.
I want to hear it from you. What's the, this is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
The lemon is so amazing.
And the gingerbread.
Oh, my gosh.
What is the difference between a shrimp and a prawn?
Oh, that was my question.
Well, I mean, it's a great question. But people separate them by head-on shrimp. Are prawns when they have the heads on them, and then a shrimp is without the head on it.
Yeah, when it's looking at you, it's a prawn.
Exactly.
Yes, Froggy, what's your question for Bobby Flay?
I do have a question for Bobby, actually. Bobby, I'm going to cook a turkey breast on the Big Green Egg.
Thanksgiving was like 3 weeks ago.
No, but I'm going to do a little side one on the Big Green Egg, and so I want to use some lemon juice, salt and pepper, but I want to put some herbs like in the turkey and on top of it. What are the best kind of herbs to use?
For turkey, sage and parsley and thyme.
Sage, parsley, and thyme.
All right, put lemon juice on turkey?
Yeah, but let me talk to you about the lemon juice, because the lemon juice
starts to cook it, doesn't it?
Yeah, like enzymatically cooks it. You know, not heat cook it, but cooks it from the acid.
So don't do that?
No.
Have you done that before?
No.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't do it. So what do I use? Just salt, pepper, and then the herbs? That's it?
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah, and you're smoking it on the Big Green Egg?
Yeah.
I love that. Low and slow. It's going to be beautiful.
Do you have any new shows coming up? Because I know you have like 6 or 7 new shows every year.
No, I just finished yesterday shooting 26 new episodes of Beat Bobby Flay, a show that you are a veteran of. You were on that show, you know.
Was I on Beat Bobby Flay?
Yes, you were on Katie Lee.
That's right. I was on Beat Bobby Flay.
Wait, you shot 26 episodes yesterday?
No.
Oh.
We shoot
in one day.
No, we shoot
a busy day.
When we shot Beat Bobby Flay, we were having another fight.
Yeah.
we were.
They said, come on down to Beat Bobby Flay. So I took a baseball bat with me. I took a crowbar. Do people fight with crowbars anymore?
Definitely.
So what is your wish for the world in the holiday, during the holidays? Is there something you want to talk about as we get into 2017? Are you looking forward to a new level of elevation in your life?
No, I just want it to be, I like peaceful. I like that. To me, the word peaceful, content, that's all I'm looking for. Everything else is gravy. If there's anything above that, I'll take it.
You had a kind of a crazy year.
Well, last year I did.
Yeah, but it's done.
That the year before,
so 2015.
The year before it last was not fun for me. But it's over.
No, we had our feud in 2016. Oh, I think that was
well. That's true. It is. Yes, it is the 16 feud. It will be known as
absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Wait, Elvis, do you think your fight like was the year for him? Like it was.
I think that was it.
Thank you, Bethany.
I think he was going strong. He had a great year until that happened.
I know. He just fell off the table. Greg T, you actually like this. I can tell. I don't care what you say. You like it.
I got to be honest. Okay. You made this?
Yes, sir.
Yourself?
You made this?
You know what? I got to tell you. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah. For real, like a regular guy, I would buy this.
Just make sure you keep working around those apple slices.
I would, no, next, I gotta be honest, like, next to Entenmann's, I think this is pretty good. Pretty good.
Listen, I wish I was Entenmann's.
This is pretty good. Yeah.
Well, look, Bobby, you know you're our favorite. I'm glad that we're kicking off 2017 with a whole new attitude, a whole new forced respect for each other.
All right, I'll like them.
You know what? We love you. And I was hurt that you couldn't be here just to hang out with us in, around Thanksgiving. That's all. That's
no,
all.
I know you guys were cheating on me. I mean, you brought a couple other chefs on, and stuff like that.
We tried to
Who'd
cheat.
Who did you have here?
Wasn't David Burke here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love David. He's my man.
I tried to get your best friend Michael Simon to come on just to piss you off. I tried to make you jealous. I tried to date your best friend, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that. Loyalty.
Well, is there anything you want to say to the world before we move on? And
are you kicking me out, or am I going to get a cocktail?
No, we're going to have a cocktail.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the family.
Be restrained.
Are you putting on a press release for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome back to the family, the official chef of Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, Bobby Flay.
Yeah, Bobby.
Thank you very much.
That's right. You come sit here on the throne. And thanks for the trifle. That's fabulous.
It really is good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Bobby Flay. Yeah. Let's play the fanfare one more time. Look at that. Bobby Flay.
Did you use Cool Whip to make this?
No. I actually whipped this morning by hand.
Straight Nate is yelling at me. What? What's wrong with Straight?
I wasn't yelling at you. I was yelling at Scary.
He wants us to move on.
Yeah.
I
know he wants us to move on when he comes over and he touches my shoulder. That's the rap sign.
And he gives me like the lead pipe breaking.
Oh. Let's hear it for Straight Nate, the senior executive producer. He's a
Nathan.
Fabulous producer.
So much has happened since I've been gone.
What's wrong? Let's talk about it. We have all the time in the world.
What's happened since you've been gone?
You gave Uncle Johnny an office with a blender.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Sits down there. And Danielle's changed her hair color since I've seen her.
That changes sometimes.
See, I know she doesn't think I pay attention to her, but I'm very observant of Danielle.
Well, I'm a little upset. Last time I saw you, I was a blonde, and I'm no longer a blonde.
I did check in every Thursday to make sure she wasn't plugging my show to watch it.
This is true. Yes, exactly.
But I have been eating at your Burger Palace.
You have?
Yes. My kids and I love
it. In Paramus?
Yeah, they love it.
I'm going today.
They're always asking me, can we go to Bobby's Burger? I'm like, yes, we can go.
All right.
You know, you can't spell Paramus without Amos. But I noticed, you didn't notice that the last time you saw me, I was a blonde, and now I'm not a blonde. You know why? Because you keep looking at my teats.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it
Ladies
is.
Ladies and gentlemen,
having a full-on coronary.
Bobby Flay is looking at my teats.
Right. Do you know that he was a blonde one. We work with him every day. He came in, and I didn't notice.
It's okay.
That's how bad I am.
All right. Seriously, we got to take a break because Straight Nate is crapping his pants over there.
Touch my shoulder again.
Look, Brody smelled the trifle and came back into the studio.
Would you shut up, Bobby?
Oh, they want your trifle recipe. Can you give that entire thing right now?
I think I'm supposed to be quiet.
If I search Bobby Flay trifle, will I
get the recipe? Yes, this is the thing I make every year for Christmas.
Oh, good. So it's a tradition.
Yeah.
Well, it's Bobby Flay, everyone. One more time. Play the fanfare. All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
Straight Nate fires us
all.
We'll stay on if you want.
What?
Okay. Bobby, spell
come on, yeah, stick around for a cocktail.
You know, he did. Let me tell you something. So Nate texted me in secret last night and said, will you come on tomorrow? I was like, sure. He's like, bring some biscuits. And I like, really? He's like, no, not really. I was just using it as sort of a metaphor. He wanted something else other than biscuits, so I brought the trifle.
I love it. Great decision.
I got to bring some home.
Nate, can you talk to us from a senior executive producer's point of view?
Are you supposed to be going to commercial right now?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
15 minutes ago.
This isn't TV. Now, what is the problem? Why are you pulling your hair out?
We have like 40 things we got to do, and that less time. I don't.
Use your words.
I don't think we have time to do it all now.
You know, we have Scary's phone tap on the way. We can bump that.
Yeah, please.
We're going to bump the Scary phone tap.
Yeah.
You got duff.
It just not enough time right now.
I'm kidding. Okay,
stop
doing that to your hair. Stop it.
We're gonna
take a break, Bobby. We're
really?
Running really
you got
late.
Flayed, yo.
Okay.
You got flayed. That's our new thing. If we run late, we can't do something. We're gonna tell whoever gets bumped that they got flayed.
The old Hillary Duff is the new Bobby Flay.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you came in.
It just comes in for abuse, I think. It's like,
I know. It starts out to be nice and pleasant, and then the hammer comes out.
No, it never was nice. Never was pleasant.
Oh, my God.
But Trifle's fantastic. And having you here, now we can end the year officially because we love you.
We know we love you.
Now you have to be chopped. you've been chopped.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let me love you,
Bobby Flay.
Let me love you. Don't you give up.
I don't care what you say. I still love Justin Bieber.
Don't give up. Nah. Let me love you.
This is the world famous Z100. I love saying that. Elvis Duran, the Z100 morning show. A beautiful day. What's it all about today, Scary?
Clouds and sun, highs around 45.
Why are you screaming?
Clouds and sun, highs around 45. Tonight down to the low 30s. Tomorrow, just like today, clouds and sun again, 44. It's 31 right now.
Let's hear it from Mello last night at the Knicks game. The Knicks are looking beautiful. He did 7 3-pointers. I mean, he really was a superstar. They beat the Pacers. It was an exciting game. I'm going to go back to some more games. You like going to see the Knicks, Bobby?
I love the Knicks. I'm a lifelong Knicks fan, although I have not been to a game this season.
We went to one. It was so much fun.
I saw you posted that.
It was a nail biter.
Yes.
I was biting nails.
There's nothing better than the Garden.
Seeing a winning game at the Garden is kind of fabulous. Yeah. And of course, and we're starting to see more and more of those. It's kind of incredible. Hey, once again, thank you to everyone at the Blue Note, the legendary Blue Note. If you want to be a true New Yorker, go see a jazz show at the Blue Note.
Yeah.
We went to see Chris Botti last night. He has a residency there every year now.
Does he really?
Yeah,
he plays like Vegas.
He plays like 50-something shows at the Blue Note.
Wow.
And
he's wonderful.
Bobby, growing up in New York, did you ever go to the jazz clubs in the Village and hang out?
Not a lot. We were just causing trouble instead of going to see jazz.
You weren't a teenage jazz fan?
I find that odd. I find that very odd.
Put on your scarves, and ragamuffins, go to see jazz. Exactly.
It's such a New York thing, though, to go see a jazz show at the Blue Note.
But I'm obviously not cultured.
No, it has nothing to do with culture.
Yes, it does.
It's actually you fight against culture. You fight against the man. It was really, really an incredible night. Loved it. Our own Brody did an interview for the New York Mets fan site, dailystash.net.
It must have been a slow week.
Shut up!
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. Wow. Listen, I have to get my shots in.
Guess who's going to beat Bobby Flay after this?
He's from Bensonhurst. Watch out. You're from what? The Upper West Side? You're going
to
lose.
He knows my pattern that I go to work in, so I have to be careful.
He does.
I have to switch it up.
Damn.
So anyway, check it out, dailystash.net. Our own Brody.
That's cool.
The sound of one man clapping.
Yay!
Okay, ladies, you know Rent the Runway, this incredible...
Oh, my gosh.
Bobby, you don't know about this, but women, they see all these beautiful gowns on TV that they'll never be able to afford because they're just like tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they're one of a kind.
Right? Yeah. There's a website called Rent the Runway. You can actually go online and rent these for a night.
Seriously?
Yeah. Rent the Runway is actually opening a store...
Where?
On West 15th Street.
That's awesome, because usually they send you, like, I think it's two sizes choose from, because you don't know, maybe you're higher or lower than you think, and you try it on, and one of them usually fits. My girlfriend across the street from me does this for every occasion. She comes out of her house in the most amazing gowns. I'm like, where the hell did you get that? She goes, Rent the Runway.
Look at that.
Yeah. Now I know where Bethany shops.
What's up? I got this sweater there.
Yes, I did. I got this tunic. Rent the Runway, they're opening a store on West 15th.
Which is by this place, so I'm just going to walk over.
Oh, you should. Really? Is it that close?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
You know, Bobby, do you ever go to Little Italy when you need some red sauce? A lot of people don't, because they think it's too touristy.
Well, Little Italy has unfortunately gotten very small. It feels like it's two blocks.
It's microscopic Italy.
It's unbelievable.
So you can still go to Angelo's and some of the old mainstays. We went to La Mela. The apple the other night. You got to go back. They have that big penis on the ceiling.
One of the classic ones is a place called Il Cortile, which has been there for a long time. Fantastic place.
You still like your red sauce? You like your Italian?
Oh, I love it. I went to Carbone yesterday for lunch.
Oh, man. That place is awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
Happy holidays.
I must stop Christmas from coming.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Uncle Johnny is here. Bobby Flay is here. We're talking Italian food. I'm getting hungry.
Bobby only eats sauces that match his hair.
Hey,
exactly. I have red hair.
Yeah.
So, What is the Italian chef's name? She has passed away, but she has the world's easiest sauce.
Marcella Hazan.
Marcella
Hazan. We were talking
Hazan.
About this yesterday. That's so funny.
I make that sauce every week. It's okay. The easiest sauce in the world to make.
I've never done this, but somebody, we were actually at Carbone having lunch yesterday, eating this delicious Southern Italian food.
Right.
And somebody at the table, one of my assistants said to me, I make the genius Marcella Hazan sauce. It's an onion, canned tomatoes, and butter.
That's it.
Ooh,
that's all it is. You cook it for 45 minutes.
You don't, but you just, apparently you just take the onion whole.
You don't chop it
no.
or anything?
No, you cut the onion in half.
And then you take it out after however long you cook it for.
You know, the 28 ounce can of tomatoes, right. Crush them up with your hands. Get an onion, cut it in half, put it inside, and do like 5 tablespoons of butter, and just let it simmer for 45 minutes.
Just throw a stick in there.
It's unbelievable.
And that's it?
Yes.
It's the easiest. Now look, Birdie and I are now following on Instagram the Chicken Parm Tasting Club, where they go around to Italian restaurants in New York and do nothing but eat chicken parm.
That's like your favorite dish of all time.
Oh, no. You could pull down my pants and spank my ass with a chicken parm, and I would be your daddy forever.
All right. Then I'll be bringing chicken parm next week then.
I'll bring my ass. Uncle Johnny, Bobby Flay needs a cocktail. What do you have for him?
Hello, lady. Here we go.
Okay, do you have an Uncle Johnny?
We have.
Hold on.
He is old and he's gay, and he's wearing a toupee. Yes, it's time for Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny.
Yes. Today we're doing a new year, starting off the new year with a good cocktail. It's cranberry jalapeno agave margarita.
Okay.
It's going to really start your year off great.
Agave.
Agave.
Okay.
Agaboo.
So it's a cocktail.
A cocktail.
All right. So, even though you just told Bobby what was in it, what's in it?
We have a little.
Okay. There's a microphone.
Speaking to the big pickle.
A little tequila can only do something at once.
Okay. A lot of tequila. Uncle Johnny, we need a cocktail.
Look, he goes, a little tequila.
Uncle Johnny,
I'm making 10 drinks.
I have to be on the Today Show later. I need to get good and tanked. So
exactly.
I can catch up with.
Now, what are you putting in now?
Kathy Lee and Hoda.
I would put a little triple sec.
Do you want me to narrate while you pour? Oh, the top comes off.
Uncle Johnny,
booze.
That's a lot of triple sec.
No, it wasn't.
Bobby, what are you seeing so far over there?
That's quintuple sec.
This is.
We need a little. Oh, here we go.
What is that, Uncle Johnny?
Now he's putting in, what is that?
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
Oh, cranberry sauce.
That looks good.
By the spoonful.
Is that in the can?
It's crushed cranberry sauce.
Okay.
It's in the box.
In the carton.
In the box.
I like it in the can.
Then we take the
we know. It's got jalapenos.
Oh, jalapenos. Are these pickled?
Nope, these are raw.
What are they called, Uncle Johnny?
Jalapenos.
Okay, whatever you want to call them.
Whatever you want to call them.
Now, you know what, Uncle Johnny, after you handle...
I took the seeds out, so it would be too hot.
Okay, Johnny, after you handle raw jalapenos, do not, you know, touch wiener.
Touch your eyes. Or my wiener.
Yeah.
I can't even find my wiener. That left about 50 years ago.
All right. You know Uncle Johnny's motto, if you can get it up, you can have it. All right, so what are you pouring in now, Uncle Johnny?
A little Rose's lime juice.
All right. Well, this is going to have a little tart component.
Yeah. A little
what is that, like margarita mix?
Margarita mix, a little sweet and sour mix.
All right.
Oh, just a little more.
There's a lot of ingredients in this drink.
I know. By the way, thank God he's using his blinged out DeLonghi blender.
Oh,
let's hear it for DeLonghi.
DeLonghi.
And the blinged out blender. Uncle Johnny, are you putting cranberry juice in there?
Yes, a little cranberry juice. You want that little color red.
All right. And some agave.
Agave.
Sweeten it up a little bit. All right. Okay. What could possibly go wrong?
It's amazing to me that he knows exactly how much to put in every
day. Well, he looks like he
but
does.
But he does. It always tastes good.
You know, Uncle Johnny's been making blender drinks for 50 years.
I believe it. 54 years.
How many blenders did you have going at once?
I used to have 38 blenders. I could make 120 drinks in 6 minutes.
All right.
I used to do.
Let's try to make 10 drinks in 10 minutes. We'll be very happy. Here we go, Uncle Johnny. Put the lid on your DeLonghi. Add more ice.
Got to add ice.
All right.
I'm 75.
By the way, if you've ever been to Bobby Flay's restaurant, Gatto, pretty soon Mondays will be Uncle Johnny Mondays.
Exactly.
And so Uncle Johnny will be behind the
You'll walk in, the whole place will sound like a blender.
Here we go, Uncle Johnny. Turn it on. What could go wrong? Push the button.
You gotta find out how to put it on.
It's a power button.
I know. Wait,
you turn the button on. Here we go, Uncle Johnny. Oh, yes. Oh, the sound of success.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Looks icy.
Yeah, Uncle Johnny always looks through the lid for the tornado that forms, and that's how he knows it's almost ready. Do you like to make cocktails, Bobby?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I love it. My cocktails usually consist of an ice cube and one liquor.
Yeah, me too.
Liquor? I didn't even know her.
Danielle!
What's your favorite brunch cocktail?
Yeah, what's your favorite brunch cocktail?
Bobby.
Me?
Yeah.
Something with tequila in it. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah. You're about to have that right now.
Oh, it looks pretty.
Yeah. It's Uncle Johnny, hurry up, because we want to hear some knock-knock jokes.
I didn't go around. I
didn't
have my funnel.
Okay, he didn't get it. All right. By the way, you know, our friends at UNICEF, we love UNICEF. We actually flew over to Haiti.
Yes.
And we saw the beautiful things they're doing for moms and their children in Haiti. And that's where we fell in love with UNICEF. We're about to have a very special moment for UNICEF. We're going to do a Flush the Format.
Yeah!
And we will keep it going as long as you're donating.
What?
We're going to give you a number to call.
That's awesome.
And with each time you text in, you donate $10 to UNICEF. And the more donations we get, the longer we'll go.
With Flush the Format.
If you want to do it, you can text the word HOPE to 864-233. So easy to remember that. You need to text the word HOPE to 864-233. Can you remember 864-233?
Yeah, 862-33.
Okay, we're going to flush the format. Uncle Johnny, we really need a cocktail. Okay, we'll be right here. Just to, you know.
That was my drag name. I need a cocktail.
Yes, now he's garnishing.
You remember my drag name, Uncle Johnny?
She'll annoy you.
No.
Oh.
What was
it? Oh, my gosh.
I remember.
What is it, Froggy?
It was Shalita Buffet.
Shalita Buffet.
Shalita Buffet. Oh.
Bobby yeah. Flay, what's your drag name?
I don't know. I need one.
I know. Chlamydia Burns.
Nathaniel, what was your stripper name?
Michael J. Cox. Yeah.
All right.
I'm Justin Cider.
Nathaniel?
What? Scary, what'd you say?
I'm Justin Cider.
You wish. Okay.
All right, Uncle Johnny, let's get those drinks going. All right. Is everyone ready for an Uncle Johnny cocktail?
Yes!
Is everyone ready for an Uncle Johnny knock-knock joke?
Yes!
Oh, these are very icy, Uncle Johnny.
Thank you.
So good.
To Uncle Johnny's cocktail.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Whoa, it's got some heat to it.
Oh, my God.
It's got heat.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
It's very sweet.
Jalapenos.
It has some jalapenos in it. Oh Uncle God. Johnny, it is good. Woo! I think it's a little sweet for my liking, but the heat's
wow.
fantastic.
I like it.
Are you having performance anxiety in front of Bobby Flay?
I was under pressure. What do you want?
Okay, Uncle Johnny, let's tell some knock-knock jokes. Okay. Uncle Johnny, it's okay. Johnny.
You got me crazy here.
Okay, Uncle Johnny.
Okay. Here we go.
You ready? These are dedicated to Bobby Flay, who's back in the family after several months of feud.
The feud of 16.
Okay, ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ivana.
Ivana who?
Ivana do you all night.
I think it's supposed to be Ivana.
Ivana.
Well, I come from Boston.
All right. What else you got,
knock,
Uncle Johnny?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur who?
Ben-Hur over the kitchen counter.
Oh, my God.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Juicy.
Juicy who?
Juicy the rack on Danielle.
Really?
Happy holidays.
Is that it?
Happy holidays.
That's it.
Happy holidays.
All right, Uncle Johnny, that was fantastic.
Really?
That was a beautiful performance from Uncle Johnny.
What happened to inspired. Like the holiday knock knock jokes? Do we not have any of those?
Well, I did that last time.
Oh,
there was nothing wrong with those. Those were good.
Shut up, Roy.
Well, no, you could make them holiday jokes, like knock knock.
Who's there?
Ben over
who?
Ben her over the counter during the holidays.
Oh, that's good.
How do you know when Froggy's going to talk?
I have one.
Because Froggy pushes a button and the Froggy light comes on. Push
here, watch.
Button.
I'll push it now.
Watch this. Froggy has something to say. Look at that.
Okay. That's cool.
You like that?
And he just stays home.
Technology.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, you should try it, Bobby. You should stay home and we'll get a button for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
I was in a Bobby Flay button. I'd always know when Bobby wants to talk.
Yes, I would love that. I have something to say.
Okay, Straight Nate, what do you want to do now? Okay, we need to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to do, now if you pay for it, we're going to do a Christmas version of Flush the Format. Do you know what that is, Flush the Format?
I don't.
We take the usual music we play, flush it, and we play what we want to play.
Yeah!
Don't you do that anyway?
No.
We have strict guidelines here.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, you have a boss?
Oh, we have many bosses.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They're just invisible.
Well, I don't really have a boss, but we have people who put the music in the computer and force us to play.
I just want to make sure you're still the boss of bosses.
Oh, I'm the boss's boss.
Okay.
Let me tell you that. So anyway, here's how it's going to work. You're going to text the word HOPE to 864-233. It will suck $5 out of your account. But $5 goes to UNICEF, who we truly, truly love. And we're going to raise at least $16, $17 million.
I love it.
By flushing the format. And that's coming. God, Uncle Johnny.
The jalapeno. Oh, here again.
I got a jalapeno seed. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to tell you how to text that that money in just a few minutes. So hang on. Bobby, would you like another cocktail?
Sure.
All right, here's the deal. And the deal is.
Yeah.
With our special guest. Actually, he's not a guest. With our family member who's back in the family.
Special family member.
Who we were fighting with for a while.
Yeah, the prodigal son.
Bobby Flay is here.
My friend Sandra texted me and said, Bobby Flay in your studio cooking? I'm salivating. And I wrote, whatever, nope.
Danielle always makes me feel great.
You know I love you. I kid.
I don't think you do. You have a genuine hate for him, and that's all that matters.
I do.
Bobby Flay is here to help us kick off.
At least he's genuine.
Bobby Flay is helping us kick off the donations. As we raise money for our friends at UNICEF, doing fantastic things for children around the world. No matter what the politics tell us, no matter what war says, the kids need us. As we flush the format for UNICEF. Here's how it works, Bobby.
Tell me.
We're going to flush the format, meaning we're taking all the regular songs we play every day, which are fine. We're going to put them on hold and play what we want to play.
Okay.
It's like it's the Bobby Flay playlist. Of Christmas songs.
I don't have a playlist.
You do now.
You need to get one.
Okay, what is it going to be?
Here's what's going to happen. We're flushing the format, and it will either go one song, two songs, maybe we'll go all day. As long as we have donations flowing in for UNICEF, we'll keep the party going. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah. So how do people donate?
Well, I'll tell you first and foremost. If you don't donate, the music will stop. All right?
Okay.
Here's how you donate. It's $5. It's a $5 donation to UNICEF. When you text the word HOPE to 864-233. By the way, 864-233 spells UNICEF.
Oh.
We have 300 donations already, and we are just getting started. See the power of Bobby Flay?
It's amazing.
You're a nuclear reactor.
So basically what's going to happen is, if people keep donating, then you don't have to do anything. You just keep playing the music.
Basically.
Okay.
Extended bathroom
break. Shut up, Froggy. It's not funny. It's the truth.
It's really
I
called,
love how Bobby figured it right out.
It's really called Keep Elvis Off the Mic.
No, we'll talk.
Okay.
No, we're going to scream and talk and have a good time.
Okay, good.
All right, so I know Bobby has to leave, but he wanted to stay longer just to kick this off.
All right.
Yes. We appreciate that. And I'm so happy. It warms my heart knowing that you're here.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
And thank you for the beautiful trifle.
Thank you. Even Danielle liked it.
The trifle was amazing.
Now she needs a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Now I need a bacon, egg, and cheese to wash down.
So again, we're flushing the format for UNICEF. If you go online and see the beautiful, wonderful things they're doing for children around the world, you'll totally understand where your money's going to. And as you donate to UNICEF USA, 90%, 90 cents on the dollar goes to the kids. And as you know, in the world of fundraising, that's a high percentage.
Yes, it is.
So text the word HOPE to 864-233.